Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to the Fringe Journal. This is Sammy Story 7, Utopian Communities. The gray boards on the old rope bridge over the brook that flowed into Lycia Kill creaked as I walked across. The banks were tangled with wild grapes, and the air smelled of herbs and primrose. The old Shaker barn sat ahead, and rather mutilated turkeys and chickens milled about in their above-ground hutches. The garden lay on the other side of the stream. I wonder where the Shakers did their shaking. Was it in the communal worship space, or did it take place in the open air? I wondered if the herbs in the garden were the only things they had grown. How about poppies? As opposed to the Oneida experiment across the state, the Shakers were celibate. The Oneida, or Oneida, community required all women to be available as wives for any men who took a fancy. I guess it worked the other way as well, or did it? Did women have the right to select a man for intimacy? It was hard to imagine women with such power in a 19th century American community. I love utopian experiments. At least I usually like the original concept. Unfortunately, the ideals somehow bend in implementation, and what results is often a far cry from utopia. But that's another story. It is a story of a train ride on the Empire Express from Albany to New York City's Penn Station. I am no Shaker. I can't stand communal living. In fact, sometimes I think I have no human affiliation needs. Of course, that turns out to be a terrible delusion. As much as I cherish the romantic notion of the urban hermit, I am not very good at being alone all the time. The river is very calm today. We are passing by a small cove. I think I see the noses of a pair of seals or large otters swimming along the shore. Perhaps they are beaver. We approach them. I look closely. Well, they're rocks. They are not animate at all. Can one consider a rock a sentient being? I think not. The river is a river and also an estuary. The tide extends up the Hudson as far as Troy. I have to say, I had a hard time believing that, until I happened to be on the river during low tide, and I could see the high tide marks on the wall. I would love to live on the river's edge. In fact, here are lovely homes in Croton Harmon, within walking distance of the train station. Honestly, that would be my ideal life. Now, if it fell within my 30-minute rule, must be within 30 minutes of an airport, I'd be in heaven. I suspect it is not the case, though. I believe that the closest airport is in White Plains. I want to grow. I'm afraid to grow. Many women friends extol the virtues of self-reification. What is that, you might ask? I don't have much of an answer because I'm not sure how they do it. They claim that if they list the attributes of a relationship they would like to have, such a relationship will magically appear. Then they say that the same approach will work for their careers. Ha! Now, okay, that is not a scoffing laugh. That is a laugh of ironic self-awareness. What good will a list do? I know I'm so busy using work and avoiding relationships to solve the immediate problem of anxiety or despair that I do not steel myself to confront an anxiety-producing vision of the future. I can't believe how many ducks there are in the river. I thought they would be farther south by now. I am assuming all the brown ducks one sees in the river are migratory. So much for facing my issues. Thank you for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to The Fringe Journal.